You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. I want you to sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit. Welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show. And what this time of the year brings us is Wanksgiving. So happy Wanksgiving. This is the Big A Sex Show.
Yeah.
The Daddy Years.
Uh-huh.
The podcast that tells you everything
you ever
wanted to know.
About
raising kittens.
Meow.
And gay sex.
Meow. Oh, but that's not a good
combination. They're exclusively different.
Yes, very, very. And
they don't go together.
There's nothing that is more disturbing, in my opinion, more of a turn... Well, I don't want to say more of a turn-on, but it's not a turn-on to have some guy wanking or two guys, like, fucking, and then all of a sudden, like, a puppy or a kitten goes, like, strolling across the bed or right through the camera shot, and you're just like, really? Really?
I tell
anyway.
You.
Anyway.
What a world.
Oh, by the way, also, we tell you everything you still don't want to know. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the quicker butt plugger upper.
Yes!
Yes, queen.
Hey, let's get some business stuff out of the way. Let's talk about Patreon, which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive content such as photos, videos, and audio not open to the general public. As well as access to our vintage podcast archive of 2007, you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
I have a hard time with that.
What?
The archives. The vintage podcast.
Because it's literally
20 years ago. Yes.
Yeah.
So I am vintage at this point.
You are vintage. You are a vintage quicker picker butt plugger upper. Is the fire too loud, do you think? You think we're good?
I don't know. I think it needs to be stoked.
Okay.
With your penis.
Yes.
We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons, Will, Steve, and Thomas.
Hi. And also thanks to Michael, John, and Drew for being our most active patrons at this time.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. It was fun. Fun chatting.
Good times.
Also, welcome to our free patrons. We see you.
Patron.
And, also a big gay welcome to all of our listeners, new listeners and followers on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can find us over at BGSS. And we are, we're at about a little under 1,200 followers. And I love seeing everybody repost. Oh my gosh, it's so fun to,
fun.
Go on there and actually, like the days of X.
Yeah.
It's like now I go on there and I'm like, oh, I'll share these. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, yeah.
There you go.
And then, of course, I share that whore, Mr. Clayton. Boy, yeah. Clayton. Yeah, I share his photos, and everybody's all like, oh, yeah, he's a hot slut. And I'm like, oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, there should be like a whole nother level for our special.
Hey, so Chit Chat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you enjoying fairly middling. Are you enjoying the holiday season?
No. Here in Sacramento, California. We are experiencing an unnecessary amount of rain.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of the rain.
I love the rain.
I can't stand rain.
I love the rain in the summertime. I love the rain in the wintertime. I love the rain.
Mainly when it falls on the plains.
What I'm
of Spain.
Not a fan of as I become more daddy like is the cold. I am not that I like the heat, like the hot heat.
I'm a lizard, but, folks. I like the heat.
Let's just say I turned the heater on today, and that's rather unlike me.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
And he fell into a burning ring of fire. And that was just an STD.
I was going to say, I've seen a couple of those.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I actually, while you tell us a little bit more about how you are, I'm going to turn the fire down because it is actually bugging me.
Oh, my goodness. You just made a loud noise.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry, folks. Matthew's just on a roll today. Now he's got to turn the fire down. So, anyways, folks, so it's been, I've been all work and little play. What little play I get is with myself. And that's what I do. I like to master the baiting, and it is fun. And, so I'm quick goons, you know.
How much have you masturbated this week?
Honestly, it's been like every other day because it's like, ugh. I mean, because I really am one of those firm believers, folks. If you don't use it, you lose it. And so I definitely try to, like, make sure I make time for myself and my love, my self-love.
Yes, and apologies if you just heard a bunch of weirdness as I retrieved my microphone from the floor.
Yeah, Mr. Microphone. Hey, I'll be back for you later, sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Microphone.
What a fun and misogynist time that was.
Yeah. Hey, good looking.
It's like, I'm going to sue you.
Well, now they'd sue you. They used to take it as a compliment.
Oh. Well, let's face it. It is inappropriate, but, you know, anyway.
Anywho.
Hey, so I want to talk to you real quick about a movie that I watched. It's a porn movie.
What?
Yes.
We don't watch that kind of film.
I know. And this is a recently released one. It's by Raging Stallion Studios, and it's called The Devil You Know.
Huh.
I know.
How did you see this movie?
Well, I got a hold of it. Somehow, some lucky person sent it to me and said, you should watch this. Let's see.
You got to get the tagline.
Well, I am a... What?
Okay.
What fucking tagline. There's no tagline. I'll tell you about the movie if you'd like to hear about the movie.
The tagline is on the poster.
Love will bury you.
Folks, one of the things I love is taglines on movies. They're memorable to me. I enjoy them. They're kitsch, but I love them.
Like, boof, true friendship never dies.
Or, like, the movie Scarecrow. It'll scare the crop out of you.
Well, that was kind of funny. Or like Last Romance, 3 months to live, 3 months to love.
Oh my God, that one just makes me throw up my
and
mouth.
That was not my choice, but yeah.
But anyways, in this particular case, it is love will bury you.
But don't believe it. All right, so a little bit about this movie. On their 3 month anniversary, new couple Sir Peter and Leander escaped to an idyllic town to strengthen their bond and further explore their intense sexual connection. When they arrive, though, Sir Peter is surprised to find that Leander has invited his close circle of longtime friends, including Patty O'Brien, Jake Matthews.
I do love Patty.
I know you do. Adam Tyrant. Yeah, we're going with that. And Ross Hurston, Samuel Hodecker. I'm sorry. Sammy Hodecker.
That's a derivative.
Yeah. John Jay. Okay, so when Patty suddenly disappears, unsettling secrets and tensions from the past begin to surface, turning what was meant to be an intimate, romantic weekend into a chaotic nightmare. And then, as paranoia seeps into Sir Peter... seeps in, and Sir Peter becomes an unwitting guest at his twisted reunion. He is to uncover the deadly truth that could end his newfound relationship and worse, his life. It is the devil you know.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, the main thing is that, I mean, on I like to watch movies that,
I like
you
to
know,
watch.
Yeah, I do. I like to watch. I like to watch movies that are... that do something a little different, especially if they try to add a good storyline to it or something like that. This one, of course, you know, Raging Stallion, they make some attempts at doing that, and they make you seem like, oh, they're really going to do it this time, and then womp, womp. So, but the thing is I'm not sure if I got, like, an edit that just had, like, the sex in it and no storyline, because it kind of jumped.
Some of them do that. They have, like, the story version.
Yeah.
And then they have... Well, because some of them, they try nowadays to be so serial. You know, they do, like, serials. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I wonder if you came across, like, the version that was, like, the serial condensed.
It very well could have been, because there was very little plot. And so when they had... When they would transition from... sex scene to beginning of the next sex scene, it was kind of like, did I miss something? Because, you know, oh, Patty disappeared. Did he? I don't remember that. So, it could have been that. I will say that some of the sex was really nice, and I would say it was hot, especially if you are just into, like, you love Raging Stallion stuff, you're gonna love it, because it's really hot, and of course it's got some of their biggies, including Leander, who is, you know, I just find him quite, you know, intriguing. But
now, which one? Point him out.
Leander is ginger.
The ginger.
Yeah.
I assume
you've seen him stuff, and of course, Sir Peter is the one in the middle, and this guy. And unfortunately, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but. The bearded guy that was in there, oh god, he was just like, he was the yummier one of the bunch.
How was Patty?
He was fine, but you know, he disappeared after getting fucked once, and then suddenly he was gone. Well, of course, the whole thing, I don't think there's really any spoilers that, you know, it's supposed to be like this whole satanic thing, and there's supposed to be a twist at the end, and really the whole time you're kind of going, so I would recommend it if you like those actors, because they're fun, but don't get it for the storyline, because kind of yawn. But what was really weird, I'm hoping that I don't sound weird by this, but so Leander is like British or Irish, I forget. And then you have Sir Peter, who is just not, and who has kind of a very heavy accent from wherever he's from.
I'm from Transylvania.
Kind of. And, like, listening to the two of them trying to do dialogue when neither of them are, like, the best of actors in a car trying to have... It was kind of painful, and I kept kind of rewinding a little bit going, what? What did he say? You know, and usually I'm pretty good at picking up accents, but the two of them together were like, oh, who cast this? So, anyway.
So at one point he looks over to him and he's like, I want to fuck your butt.
And the other one's like, I thought we'd save it for when we were in the cottage, sir. And of course, the whole, anyway, have fun with it. If you want to watch it for the sex, I think you'll enjoy it, but...
sounds fun. Yeah.
If there is more to the story,
is it bareback or is it condomed?
You know what? I'm not sure. I didn't really pay attention to that. I think it's bareback. I mean, I think most of
it tells anymore how old the movie is. You know?
Oh yeah, no, this is like brand spanking new. In fact,
I think most of the boys are pretty bareback.
Yeah, it's
most porn is anymore because of the ability to. You know, doxypep and, you know, prep.
Right.
Everyone. So that's really cool that they can keep them safe.
Right. I don't know. I feel like I kind of butchered talking about it a little bit. But again, it's like one of those, if you like the Raging Stallion films, you're going to love this one. And if you're a little dubious like me with stories and stuff, maybe not. not your cup of tea. All right, but we did get some awesome listener feedback.
Oh, did we?
So, well, okay, so this one is from last time. So Michael wrote in and said, I wanted us to check out a book by series by Jordan Lane called Soulmates, and suggested checking out the first book of the series. So I actually looked it up. I actually did it and followed through. And the only way that I could actually find a copy of this, and you can, because I'm cheap, but I found a free version that you can borrow from the Internet Archive. Oh. It's called archive.org, if you're curious about this. And there are a lot of books that, especially older books, like this one is actually from 2007.
Oh my God.
Right? It was so like ancient. When we first started recording, right? It's vintage. So anyway, I did go check it out. And actually, one of the things that's really fun about this, if you have like ADHD, like we do, you can actually get Internet Archive here to read it to you. And it's kind of like the female Siri voice, but it's still, it helps a lot. So I got up to page 49. Huh. And it is a vampire, romance type, but sexual. There's some a fair bit of sex and stuff like that in it. So
I'm sure it was fun having her read that to you.
I don't know.
And it then I mounted his whole.
I don't and know. It didn't actually faze me about that anymore. I think I've heard her voice enough before my book Last Romance got an audiobook read by an amazing guy, by the way. They had it on an audio where it would be read by Siri, so I've kind of fucking heard it all before. Because believe it or not, in Last Romance there's some really hardcore sex in it. So
I'm waiting for the sequel, Last Bromance. But yes.
Yeah, that would be cheesy.
Last Bromance.
Like you.
And that's why I'm waiting for it.
Just cheese, go please. Read Boof.
Boof.
Now, if you want Boof. Some fucking cheese.
I read Boof.
You did not.
I did too.
And did you love it?
I love Boof.
Aw.
But see, I know the backstory behind Boof.
Do you know that there's a sequel?
Where is it?
Well, it's sitting in a file right now, wow. And it's
that does me no good.
A sad, sad mess. all right, but hey, I wanted to let Michael know that I did start reading that. I'll read some more. Nice. So far, it's fun. It's a fun little vampire.
That's
story.
What it all comes down to, folks. Yeah. Your little funds in life. Get your funds while you can.
You know, vampires and werewolves are just still very in, especially...
I wonder when somebody's going to create, like, a whole nother genre of creature. You know? I mean, there's the undead, of course. And then... but the undead, I don't know. I think they really need to, like... Because, like, Anne Rice had the mummy, which the mummy, mm-hmm. you know, the mummy's power came from the sun. So,
are
I mean,
you my mummy?
So it was kind of like the opposite of a vampire, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I honestly think that they need to, somebody needs to come out with the whole, you know, the whole mummy series, you know. What?
Brandon Fraser's already, you know, going to be in the
fine.
New mummy.
Yeah, but, so, I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, but, I mean, think about Dracula. There's 5 million iterations of Dracula. There also will be, like, you know, iterations of the mummy.
Think about it. There are some really good iterations of it, and then there's some pretty boy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty boy ones. What are you talking about?
I have never made it through Twilight because I'm sorry. I know so many people love it, but it just is such a snore fest to me.
Well, my ex-husband, he loved Twilight.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
And that's what he would do. He would binge it, and I'd like get halfway through the first one and then fall asleep through it.
Uh-huh. But no, I was talking about the Interview with the Vampire with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
I know a lot of people love it, but to me, I'm just, Kirsten Dunst. Ugh.
I was raised on the books. I thought Kirsten Dunst did a good job. I just was not excited about Tom Cruise.
No, because it wasn't you going to see a movie that was The Interview with the Vampire. It was, you're going to see Tom Cruise and for some people that's great. For me, it didn't work.
Well, because I was a teenager reading the books, and a gay young teen, you know, trying to like figure out the world in a very weird time, when, you know, right between, you know, acceptance and
getting fucked not by being every accepted. Dick on the planet. What?
So I mean, being in that social time of like, you know, more acceptance, but not full acceptance. You know, so I mean, I don't know. Lestat was supposed to be played by somebody who had a kind of a lot of charisma, but a dark, evil charisma. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tom Cruise was just your American pretty boy trying to be bad. So.
Yeah, Lestat has always for me been a character that just, you can't help wanna fuck or be attracted to or be mesmerized by. There's just some, you know, has this power about them that you just like, you scare the fuck out of me. I want to run away, but about you.
Damn it, that's what I meant to watch. So so right now. Is it AMC who has the whole...
Oh, the new...
Talamasca.
Oh. So no, I don't know.
So, yeah,
that.
So I, you know, I was raised on Anne Rice and her universe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very excited to see Talamasca. And I did one of those things where it was supposed to come out right before Halloween, but I, like, tried to turn it on the day before, and I'm like, okay, I'll get back to it. And then I've just totally forgotten about it until now.
Right.
So...
Yeah, I will say that the thing that... The newer one that we went and saw in the theater, the newer version of Dracula. Oh, we saw Nosferatu.
Oh, Nosferatu, yeah.
That, you know, was really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, it was deeply beautiful. Yeah. It was visually stunning.
Mm-hmm.
So much visual that, yeah, I mean, you really, it's hard not to want to watch again.
Right. Okay, so Mr. Moose wrote in and said, I don't get something, and I don't want to yuck anyone's yum with this. I'm seeing pictures of men in lace, stockings, and garters. It is happening a lot on Blue Sky. What is this? What is that about? Is it a new thing men are doing? I just don't understand what I'm seeing. I'm old. Well...
Well,
you're not old, but...
Let me say, Moose, I'm really kind of with you. There is certain... I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, I've been, like, seeing more guys out and about in, like, in crocheted shorts.
Okay.
And crocheted tank tops.
Yeah.
Actually,
I
think those are kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I think there's a fun element to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a, now they're trying to make it sexy kind of element to this stuff.
Mm.
And I'm like, not so sexy. But, and yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. But yeah, the lacy stuff, I honestly think it has more to do with, yeah. So you're probably my generation. You're probably Generation X. And, you know.
Probably. I'm not sure.
Head like, No, he's not. He's not that old. He's millennial.
No.
But anyways, Moose, so the, I don't know. I think there's still going to be a part of us that's still rigged to where we're kind of coming to grips with masculinity versus femininity. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And how, I go to pool parties, you know, gay pool parties where people are in caftans and you know, making a muck, you know,
right.
In little, you know, blousy, you know, over shorts things and weird stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm with you. I'm not really big on the feminization of some, you know, like the lacy jocks and, yeah, garters and...
Yeah. I mean, I see it a lot too, and I understand that there is a big fetish
oh,
surrounding the feminization of bottoms, and especially more twink bottoms and that type of thing. And for some, and on some counts, it's the top or the, you know, the daddy or, you know, whatever you have it, the more aggressive. And then sometimes there's a part of the bottom or the person who's femming out more into kind of claiming their own gender and exploring that gender. And because there's nothing that's saying like that they're transgender or even gender fluid, but they are guys who just enjoy, you know, wearing some panties and some stockings while they're getting plowed. And there's, you know, and of course we're not going to ever say that there's anything wrong with that. It just not our cup of tea, but we have also come a long way in that we now look at trans guys and say, yeah, that's fucking hot. And that's not something that when we were growing up, our generation was like, oh no, if you're gay, you stay away from pussy. You know, that type
well, you know, I'll say this too.
Stupidity.
So what I've noticed, you know, in the past several years, handful of years, is that more bisexual men are coming out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, what I've seen on, like, you know, the apps and whatnot is more people claiming bisexuality. That, I mean, you know, I didn't know before, so I mean, I couldn't tell you if they, you know, I highly doubt that they went from gay to bisexual. What I'm seeing is a lot more people that I've not noticed before coming out as bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And on the apps, on, you know, different social mechanisms. And so I think, honestly, with a lot of the bisexual, you know, men, is that there is a lot of fetishizing of cross play. You know what I mean?
Cross play, cross dressing.
Yeah.
So, you know, feminization.
So I think, honestly, what we might be seeing as well, we might just be seeing more of the more bisexual
Influence.
Yeah, influence in some of our porn. So I'm honestly thinking that as they come out more, we are going to see a little bit of cross, some of that. Because I'm even somebody hit me up on an app, and he claims to be this dominant daddy.
Okay.
And he is looking for his partner who will be more of a wife character.
Huh.
Yet at the same time, he claims he does not want an effeminate man as much as he wants a wife partner.
Huh.
That is a man. So it takes more of the wife role. I don't know. So there's going to be all kinds of weird, like, when I say weird, I don't mean weird, like, oh my God, what a freak. But I mean, there's
right.
going to be a lot more of, like, you know, finding degrees of what you like, you know?
Well, yeah, I definitely understand that because, I mean, you know, I've talked before about guys who are gender male. And identify more as trans guys because while they are very happy being a man, they wouldn't mind having, you know, a vagina to be having out there being fucked with. So, I mean, there is a lot of gender diversity and we just have to kind of find what's right for us. But yeah, I actually really see what you're saying is that because, and by the way, anyone that is still on the fence about it, especially from our generation and earlier, bisexuality is really a thing, and there are a lot of them.
Yeah,
so,
the problem with the bisexual community is they really got kind of screwed in the shadow of everything. Because,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of us, I mean, I remember when I was coming out, it was cooler and more accepted. And from what I've seen in this day and age, it still is. You start with saying, I'm bisexual.
Right.
So it has like a you know, they might not be happy about half your lifestyle, but they still accept and acknowledge the other half of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So people are feeling a little bit more safer when they come out.
Right.
As bi.
Exactly. And I think that as more true bisexuals come out, yeah, you could probably see a lot more, you know, and that's probably a lot why a lot more of the transgender community is able to do porn more successfully these days.
Yeah. And I mean, if you honestly break it down, more people are bisexual than they are necessarily gay.
True.
So, or lesbian. And so, yeah. So, I mean, that 10% really is, you know, only like 3% is like gay man, you know,
yeah.
Gay cis man. And then, you know, then gay cis woman is another 3%. And then the rest is bisexual, if not more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, so yeah, so there is a lot of bisexuality in the community. I think it'll only grow. It'll only keep going.
All right. So, thank you, Moose. Thomas wrote in and said, started listening to the podcast recently and have a great time listening. Hearing you talk about all the listener submissions gets me hard almost every time.
Hmm. Thank you, Thomas.
Yes. Feel free to submit and get us hard as well.
Yeah, feel free to send pictures.
All right.
What you doing? Michael says, hey, guys. Over the last few months, I've really gotten into full porn. Right now, I have a few German punk...
Porn.
Oh. Gaetanamo 1 and 2, court-martialed with silver steel, and over 40 Joe Gage porns. My three favorite Joe Gage films right now are Arcade, En Route... Nine.
I love that film.
Uncle Purit taught me to do it. And Jack's New Job.
Hmm.
I was wondering if you all could start putting more porn recs and reviews on the show. I'm always on the lookout for more. The seedier and nastier, the better.
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, right now, I mean, honestly... I know that we just passed Halloween, but if you really want a fun story, Gay Dracula. And then there is there's an old movie, old gay porn called The Pharaoh. Look that one up as well. Add one of Matthew's favorites.
Mm.
You know, so if you want a full porn, and you want a full story,
mm-hmm.
you know which one I'm talking about. Oh, the Roman one.
Oh, Centurions of Rome with Scorpius and... Yeah, oh, God.
That's one of Matthew's favorites, because he loves the storyline.
I do.
And honestly, too, if you're watching a full porn and you really, like, want an art house experience, you really need to watch, you know, the Kansas City Trucking Company, because it is a full movie.
One, two, and three.
One, two. Well, Kansas City Trucking Company.
One is the, yeah.
And then there is L.A. Tool and Die.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, shoot, the third one.
We always forget the third one.
Kansas City
Trucking Company, L.A. Tool and Die, and... Oh. You keep talking and I'll look it up.
Yes. So, I mean, there are some really great classic full porns. And what we mean by full porn, folks, is you're actually going to watch the whole movie. So you're not just going to, like, you know, watch, you know, just 15 minutes of it, get off and then turn it off and then watch something new next time.
Right.
I mean, you might get off a couple times, you know.
El Paso Wrecking Court.
El Paso. Yeah. God, how I...
And it's called the...
Working Man Trilogy.
Thank you.
So it's a Working Man Trilogy, and it's fun. I mean, it's a fun set of movies. Some moments are very art house, but still very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of gay porn, and it is from... the vintage time, so it's a pre-condom classics.
Real vintage time, so this is like
pre-condom classics,
late '70s, early '80s.
Yeah, but there's a lot of really great movies out there that are full. And another one I was just talking to Matthew about was Timberwolves. So if you can find,
oh yeah,
well, there's the old Timberwolves pre-condom classic, but there's also that came out with the Timberwolves. There is like it's like a werewolf porn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I would look that up. Hmm. You probably have not seen that, and
probably
it is a fun set of porns.
Because I had like the first when I'm talking like when I We'll say I was 18 when I found this, and it was a flyer for the original Timberwolves, which had Al Parker and
Mike Douglas,
I think, in it. And that I looked through that flyer.
Did you look through it or goon to it?
Oh my God! So many times that I
thought poor flyer was just like
to the point where apart. Like, and I had never seen a porn at that time, so I didn't know anything except those photos until, you know, and I don't think, and I still, I actually, I don't even have a copy of the original Timberwolves. I should try to find it.
Yeah, I still remember my first, like, when the first time I saw a non, so I was in my teens, and, you know, I've told the story before that we had, like, this pirated, it was the beginning of satellite TV, mm-hmm. and we had pirated, and late at night, they'd put porno on the satellite, called Select TV. I remember the first time I actually realized that there was gay porn was, I didn't realize it was gay. They had a bisexual character in it. Mm. There wasn't bisexual sex in it, but they just mentioned that he was gay. I mean, he was bisexual, and he was picking up tricks. And I just watched it. It was a series as well. And, I watched the series just hoping and praying that they would show the gay sex. Because he would, like, you know, get picked up on the street corner by a guy and they'd wander off. Mm. But then he'd come back and, like, screw his girlfriend. You know what I mean? That's what you got to see, was screwing the girlfriend. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, I don't need to see that. But I remember watching it and going, oh, man. But at least there was a bisexual character. And, of course, I kept getting off to, like, watching him. And I think it's the only time I ever watched straight porn was just because in the very beginning. You know, until I actually got my hands on gay porn.
As soon as I hit 18, I could rent like gay porn. I was renting. I mean, I was a connoisseur of like everything from the mid 70s to 90, like all the flicks and movies that were straight. I knew all the stars, like Nina Hartley, who was a big lesbian, and like just like all the straight. I mean, I knew all that stuff, but yeah, once I get, and then of course around 90, that's when I got my first gay one, which was this horrible fucking knockoff shit that you could barely even see.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, what a fucking disappointment for $30 that I had to save up for 2 months to get. And then of course, then my first real gay porn was Blondes to a Vest, and that will always be one of my absolute favorites.
And my first full gay porn was Batman and Throbbing.
Oh, see, that's fun, but cheesy fun, to whereas, like, Blondes to a Vest, which it was also kind of a storyline when it's like they were the classic. You had Leo and Lance, which were paired so many times.
Oh, Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, Lance.
Fun time. So, but one of the things I will recommend to you is, for full, is Power Tool with Jeff Stryker.
Oh, shoot.
Just because it is, especially if you're trying to, like, catch up on classic films, that's one of the ones that you just need to watch.
Well, and what's the, what was the other one? The one where they were, like,
in the
jungle.
God.
That one is classic too. That is a fun one for full, because at the end he ends up screwing his nemesis, but
yeah, it's the
turns out it was
guy.
Like a stun ass.
But it was also like, wasn't it his cousin or
something
too?
Like that,
And then of course, but it was freaky because then there was like this one scene where like this boa constrictor's like crawling across his chest. I'm like, no.
Yeah, Matthew has a thing about snakes.
As in, I don't like,
you know,
them.
I enjoy trouser snakes. Matthew's scared of them.
Stryker, Jeff, jungle, gay porn.
Jungle.
Gay porn. We'll figure this out.
We're about to figure it out, and it's going to pop up pretty fast, folks.
Jungle Storm? No, that's not.
Jungle Storm, that's funny.
Jeff Stryker porns. Oh, well, we'll figure it out. And
I would just say images.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Jungle Storm. That's not what it's called. That's what they're...
You know how when you're, like, looking for porn?
Yeah.
And you're looking for, like, a big name company's porn? you know, they kind of like change the name a little bit so they can not get pulled off the gay.com or
right. Yeah, they're just calling it like Jungle Storm.
They're calling it Jungle Storm. So if you're wondering what we're talking about,
yeah, Jungle Storm. You can find it. Just look up Jungle Storm, and then we'll actually have the real.
There's a three-way in it where,
and you can tell like how short Jeff Stryker is too, because the other guy is like,
the one time they pair him against like a normal sized man,
right? And then of course the one in the middle that they're doing they're spit roasting him, and of course Jeff Stryker's at the back and he keeps like pushing the guy down like get your ass down where I can reach your hole. All right, but yeah,
good
Jungle Storm. What a
Jungle Storm.
Cheesy. All right. Next up, we have.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do news real quick. Gay adult performer Dino Phillips died. He worked in the industry from mid-1990s to 2009. He earned a lot of honors, including Gaby N Award and a Grabby for Best Newcomer. A lot of people like Shishi LaRue, etc., shared tributes. And that's really, really sad. Just one other thing in the news right now, men.com exclusive and 2026 Gabian Awards co-host Drake Vaughn has announced a 1,000 bottoms versus one top challenge. So he's aiming to surpass OnlyFans creator Bonnie Blue's viral 2025 stunt. He is going to be in Vegas for one day, and with safe sex practices, sponsors, and participant applications via OnlyFans, the challenge will be posted on his VIP and free pages. He's going to fuck 1,000 bottoms as long as they all show up and don't fuck each other or get in an argument or something.
First.
Yeah, and that should be the Gavians take place in January, by the way. So yeah, he's gonna be quite popular. He's gonna need a lot of Viagra.
Yes,
or hymns if that's what you're into. Oh hey, so hey. One more thing before we kind of wrap things up here. So it's No Nut November.
Yeah.
And I was reading this column by the gay coach.
Gay sex coach,
Alan. Who is on Substack. So it sometimes releases some interesting stuff. So go over and check it out. But basically he was talking about how it's, you know, everybody kind of knows it's a month-long abstinence trend. It's more popular with younger guys. And explains why, you know, and it tries to say that there's like these supposed benefits, like semen retention boosts testosterone, reduces anxiety, and improves focus. No, there is no credible researches for that at all. Some studies say that not only are there no hormonal changes, but that actually it can cause reduced sperm quality and increased irritability, which is very true.
One thing I know from my own self,
yeah,
is that there are times when I do refrain
mm-hmm.
for a little bit of extra oomph,
mm-hmm.
and so like when I, you know, because I do theater, so mm-hmm. I don't. Typically masturbate on performance days because I, you know that kind of amps me up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I am one of those people that believes that, you know, use it or lose it, you know, try to masturbate often. And I also do believe that it's because I want to keep my pipes flowing. Because I know that once you excrete a nut, your body, you know, works with testosterone to bring it back up. Mm. So, I mean, you know, it's a regular, you know, ebb and flow, you know. And I do believe that's normal and natural. But that's the end of my own beliefs. These are my own beliefs. I'm not a medical doctor. But but I do know, too, that when I go to a function, I try to beat off before a gay function so I don't come across like a complete lech, you know?
Well, yeah. Or, you know, when you're spending time with your friends, you try to beat off so that you don't come across as a complete asshole.
Yeah, exactly. And I can focus on my friends instead of finding an asshole.
Well, that's always nice, because let me tell you, this one, when we were younger and we would go someplace together, it was basically like I would get propped in a corner while he would go off and
have gay handshakes.
Yeah, everywhere.
Because my handshakes bring all the boys.
Because that's like all you. So as you've gotten older and have learned to, you know, have some fun time before the fun time, things are more fun.
Isn't it? So yeah, so that's in no short order to my masturbating before I go out most of the time.
Yeah.
So I've learned, because as a young man I was like busy looking for, you know, hole and pole, and I'm like, oh, what is happening here? What is this? And now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna be around all these fuckers and I'm gonna get sexually frustrated, so I better get off now. Mm. That way I'm, like, you know, going into the situation a bit cleaned out.
Well, and so that you can decide who would be better to hook up with later rather than, oh, who's hot right now,
who's
and now I'm
Let's
chewing
go.
My arm off to get the fuck away from this guy because I made a bad decision again.
I am classically known for.
Well, we both are, but you more so. That's true.
So true.
Anyway, so No Nut November. You know what? If you do it, that's great. And
yeah,
tell
us know.
About it.
Yeah.
But I've
never partaken because I'm kind of like one of those people, too, that if they're like, hey, you know what you should do? You should fast. And I learned after, like, you know, half a day, fuck you. I am not one of those people.
All right. Well, one of the things with me is that when I get sick or something and I can't do it for like a week or something, when I start doing it again, one, it kind of hurts actually for me. I know that that's just a me thing. Like, I don't know, my pipes shrink or something, but it kind of hurts a little bit. But also, my orgasms suck. I mean, they're just like,
well, post
numb, flat, you know, like,
it's not fun.
So if I go 3 days without, like, it's just like, it's like trying to start up a gummy rusted system again. So isn't that a great visual?
He's standing in the corner going, get the oil can.
Pretty
get
much.
Oil can.
Get the Bader bomb. All right. Hey, couple quick recs before we sign off.
Let's do it.
With Big Daddy Lover.
Big Daddy Lover.
Yes. And
yes,
this
queen.
Is actually he's kind of a forwarding account more than actually posting his own pictures so much. You can find him on Blue Sky at LINDEL1963.bluesky.social. And he, you know, obviously he's hot, but he posts some really awesome forwards, and I'm constantly, So I'm constantly like what do they call it with Blue Sky? Reclouding. I don't know. He's squirting. So I'm constantly, posting his stuff, and like that. I mean, hello, so fucking hot. I would repost now, but I'm on the wrong account. So, totally recommend him. Go check him out. He's got
Big
a lot of great forwards. And then, so we also have Jonah Wheeler, who I'm sure we've recommended before.
Yeah, we absolutely have. We have, I think we've actually done a couple times before. I think every 10th show, we're like, Jonah Wheeler.
Yeah.
So if you don't know who he is, he's a fun guy, a good looking guy. He is like your hot neighbor. He's like your hot dorky cousin. He is, he's fun. I'm sure you've seen him on several things.
So, One of the things that I love about him is he has just like this wide range of guys. Like he's like here he's with a trans guy, and here he's with like a real like a grandpa, and then you scroll down and he's with like a chubby guy, and he's doing three ways with four or five different guys, and
orgies.
They're all like just normal, awesome, hot, you know, and he's fun. He's fun as fuck. In fact, and the reason that I brought him up as another, as a rec again, is he had a, what do you call it, a discount promotion on his OnlyFans. So I subbed to it my birthday. Like on my birthday, I did.
Dirty sub.
I subbed to him. So anyway, but I ended up, you know, hitting him up and just saying, you know, like, hey, blah, blah, Big Gay Sex Show, we love you. And he wrote back and he said, oh, yes, I've seen your page probably on Insta and likes in my posts. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm glad to be back to my full fucking self, because I told him that we followed his journey mm-hmm. for during his
medical
butt issues. And he's back to doing it all. By the way, his OnlyFans or Just for Fans, whichever you join, totally worth it. I mean, it had me squirting for days.
Squirting. So, yeah. So Jonah, we love you. And Jonah, keep it up.
And you can find him at showoffjonah.com on Blue Sky. Some addresses are .coms on there. So, yay. With that, Mr. Ouija, anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's it. I mean, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Make sure you stuff that turkey and spank that wank. Because, I mean, and remember, too, you're going to be dealing with family. Some of you are going to be dealing with family. Some of you are not. Some of you will. But, you know, beat off before you meet your family, before you see them, because guess what? Because otherwise you might hit them. And I say that from experience.
So he's doing it from my point of view. Yeah. It's de-stress before you go into dinner. Not
that you're worried you're going to fuck
your cousin.
Have a wank
before you go in there, because
you might bang your cousin.
Yeah.
Or, well, I mean, you might. I mean, you know, I mean, cousins.
Cousins are cousins, you know. I'm sorry, but, you know, you can still marry your cousin in most places.
Yeah, Arkansas.
I don't know why you would.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, all right. So beat your heat to desert meat. Go check out the latest issue of Desert Heat Magazine, downloading your free copy at desertheatmag.com.
And then there's always the Bader Bomb.
Yeah.
Love the Bader Bomb.
Smear it on your turkey.
You could baste your turkey with it.
Yeah.
It has that smoky, delicious
flavor. It's all natural ingredients, right?
Yep. Yeah. All natural ingredients from your turkey to your penis. So, I mean, baste away, baby.
Yeah.
But probably just baste your penis.
Right.
I don't know that the family would love the flavor of Bader Bomb as much as your penis
does. But it does have that campfire smell.
It does. But do you really want that on your turkey? I don't know. But, this year I'm going with two breasts instead of a full turkey.
That's disgusting.
I know. I'm big breastuses.
That's so, me.
Anyways,
Robert.
But Bader Bomb, Alex and his partner, amazing. And, you know, you're buying gay, you're, you know, giving money back to our community by using them. And Bader Bomb is a quality product. And I guarantee you, you can Abilene on one hand and Bader Bomb on the other, and you will definitely learn to love that Bader Bomb. You only need a dabble, do you?
Yep. And, BaderBomb.com. Also, check out The Hottest Sex on Blue Sky, Ryan Landers XXX, and Randy Morgan X. And don't forget to check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and other digital book distributors globally. And I do hear tell, because my books, by the way, are some of them are also going to be on the Smashwords sale, where you can get Smashwords. You get up to like 25% to 75% off books, and like all of my books and plays that I actually have published right now, except for two, on Smashwords.com, you can get for free and download. So that is starting December 4th, I believe, 4th or 8th. And of course, You can find our friend Blake Layton there over at claytonxxx.bluesky.social.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Have a wonderful Wanksgiving. And
happy Wanksgiving.
Send us pictures of your wanksing if you so desire.
Stuff that turkey. Send us pictures.
Yes, at biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget to pump that pumpkin and pie. And
I saw something about that recently. Somebody be like, "Your father's all alone. And he's gonna fuck the pumpkin pie." And of course, don't forget to join our Patreon at patreon.com/bgss. And enjoy the song Hot Josh that we are about to post right after the show. All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
He's got a flashy white coat, standing 6'4". Flashing that smile when you walk through the door. Counting out your pills while he's giving out.
UnifazPods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.